KID crew, I have absolutely loved being able to share some Christmas traditions and memories from thought leaders in our community with you. Now, don't forget, you do not need a special invitation to be a thought leader. So if you have a tradition or a story that you would love to share, please reach out to me. I would love to give you the opportunity to share that. Ever since I was very young, one of my favorite Christmas stories has always been How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I remember watching that animated version of it, and then, of course, much later, there was the Jim Carrey version. And my little granddaughter, when she was about 2.5, she was fascinated with the Grinch, the Jim Carrey version. And we would sit and watch it together, and Molly would say, "He's cute. He's funny. He's not really bad. He's trying to be better." And that always hit me right in my heart that at such a young age, she could recognize that there was more to the Grinch than what we saw on the surface. The Grinch believed that he could stop Christmas. Those are perhaps some of my favorite lines from that movie or the book. I have the Dr. Seuss book. I absolutely love it. And it doesn't feel like Christmas to me unless I've read that at least once. The part that always brings it into perspective for me is when the Grinch is waiting for that moment of despair. He's taken all of the Christmas, and in his mind, he believes that without all the commercial aspects of Christmas, Christmas will not happen. He's anxiously waiting for the moment of truth, and he says, "They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, will cry boo-hoo. That's a noise, grin the Grinch, that I simply must hear." So the Grinch paused and put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But that sound wasn't sad. It was merry. What the Grinch saw was a shocking surprise. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came somehow or other. It came just the same. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. There is no way to stop Christmas from coming because it is not just based on the things that we purchase or buy. Christmas is a feeling, a magical feeling. And no matter what, nobody, not even the Grinch, can stop Christmas from coming. That being said, I have been trying this year to be a little more in tune to the fact that there are people out there who are experiencing a lot of pain this Christmas season. People who have lost loved ones. And those empty chairs at the table and the empty spot around the Christmas tree is agonizing for them. For those who perhaps are still waiting and hoping to find their soulmate. For those who feel as if they're not really part of a family. This though it is a joyous time of year, can be triggering for people. It can hit them right in their heart and make them feel a little more lonely. And that's why I think at this time of year, it's important to recognize that and to try and do what we can to make sure people feel seen and heard and valued and loved. There is room at the table for everyone. That's a message that I don't think we can emphasize quite enough. Because for those who feel a little on the outside, they need to be reminded of that. They need that gentle reminder that their voice matters. Kaidi Crew, I am a big believer in the power of stories. And I know you have incredible stories that deserve to be shared. And I would love to help share those stories. So please reach out to me. If you have a story that you want to share, or you know of a story that is just waiting to be told, please reach out to me. You can just text me STORY to 208-522-5900 and we'll get back to you and get the details. And if you would like to share that story on the air, that invitation is there. But don't let the fact that you aren't sure if you want to talk about this on the air keep you from sharing the story. I would be happy to take down the details and share the story for you if you're not comfortable doing that. I am hoping that as we approach a new year, that we can really commit to sharing more of the kinds of stories that have the power and potential to touch hearts and change minds. Because you don't have to look very far to see the division and to see the fact that what the world needs is more love, more peace, more hope. Our brains are wired to learn through stories. They really are. It takes courage to step up and share your story. Vulnerability is tricky, but you can never underestimate the power of your story. Your story is uniquely yours. And there are plenty of people out there who will try to convince you that your story doesn't have the power to make a difference. Or they'll try to put their own spin on your story. Or worse yet, they'll try to write your story for you. That's why it's important to take your seat in the editor's chair and take back that pen and write your story as only Kaidi Crew. I cannot wait to hear the stories that you have to share. Thanks so much for spending some time with me. Lars Larson is coming up next. Have a great night. Merry Christmas.